An election was held. Hundreds of men poured over the boundary of Missouri, outvoted the Free Soil settlers in Kansas, and then went home. The territorial legislature, chosen in this way, adopted the laws of Missouri, slave code and all, as the laws of Kansas. It seemed as if Kansas were lost to freedom. 354. The Topeka Convention. The free state voters now held a convention at Topeka. They drew up a constitution and applied to Congress for admission to the Union as a free state of Kansas. The free state men and the slave state men each elected a delegate to Congress. The House of Representatives now took the matter up and appointed a committee of investigation. The committee reported in favor of the free state men, and the House voted to admit Kansas as a free state. But the Senate would not consent to anything of the kind. The contest in Kansas went on and became more bitter every month. 355. The Republican Party. The most important result of the Kansas-Nebraska fight was the formation of the Republican Party. It was made up of men from all the other parties who agreed in opposing Douglas's Kansas-Nebraska policy. Slowly, they began to think of themselves as a party and to adopt the name of the old party of Jefferson, Madison, and Monroe, Republican.